Well, end of day three. Well, they've got a lead of 175. Yep. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Don't know. That's a good question. We'd obviously like to have got a lot closer to their target. But, you know, a 100-run deficit is not a huge amount, particularly on a wicket that's offering a fair bit to the spinners. We've got two good young spinners in this team who bowled brilliantly there in that little session as well, and they found it very hard to score. So it'll be a bit of game cat and mouse, really, in terms of if they want to try and set something for us to either go for or give them enough overs to actually bowl us out, then they're going to have to try and score, in which case that might, you know, give us a few wicket-taking chances. So it's going to be a pretty fascinating day, I think, all round, because it's nicely set up. We'd like to, as I say, get a bit closer and perhaps have them two or three down at least, but we're still in there, still in the hunt.
So, I mean, obviously, your former teammates, so you'd expect them just to bat and put themselves in a position where they're going to make you chase?
Well, it depends. Obviously, they need to win, don't they? Because they've just lagged behind Yorkshire a little bit. And so if they have title aspirations, it's a game probably they see that they might want to try and win, really. In which case, if that leaves us, you know, a bit of a carrot in terms of a chase, then so be it. But they'll have to weigh it up and figure how many overs they need and also how many runs they need to feel like it might just entice us to go for it. Because, I mean, you can take wickets on there if you're trying to be positive because it's spinning, but we'll see. It'll be fascinating.
307 all out. You got 85 of them against your former teammates. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I'd have enjoyed 15 more and plenty more, not just 15. But, I was gutted to get out when I did. I just set myself up to bat for a long period of time, really, as I try and do most innings. Because it's my old county, it's obviously it is nice, but it's just another game, really, that we have to try and get something positive out of, whether it be a hard-fought draw or try and sneak a win somehow. So runs are runs whenever they come and whoever they come against.
You mentioned the wicket earlier. I mean, is it difficult to score on? In what way do you have to play?
It would seem as if seamers bowl pretty straight and with a newish ball, it was quite hard because there's just a little bit of variable bounce. Nothing ridiculous, but it keeps you sort of honest as a batter for the seamers. And the spinners, if they bowl well, it's turning. So, you know, we'll feel that if we haven't got too many to get, obviously with their two youngish spinners, obviously Pringle and Borthwick, they're good spinners, we'll respect them, but we'll feel that they might give us scoring opportunities as well. So it's not going to be impossible, but obviously we have to have A, enough overs, and B, obviously keep them to few enough runs that we can get them.
I know you'd have been disappointed getting out, but of course there's this stat that no Hampshire batsman in the top six has scored 100 in the Championship this year. Yeah. You got 85, Carberry got 73 today. It's still carrying on.
It is, yeah, it is, and it's annoying. And it's also, you know, something we need to rectify, really. I mean, of the 50s that I've got this year, a couple of them have still been not out, so I'd like to have felt that I might have turned two or three of them into hundreds, but that's at the time, it's they're not hundreds, and that's the stat that we're faced with. And yeah, I mean, we've got to put that right, but it's also, on some pitches, you know, getting 60, 70, 80 is as good as 100. Obviously, stats tell a certain story, but they don't tell the whole story. We're fighting hard as a batting unit and as a team, and that's all we can do. And there's been some really positive signs, I think, in this game.